Marcus Everett all the way up. Oh, my God!
Holy
oh my God!
Holy shit.
Michael Malice here with the 100th episode of Nightshade for you to shove down your hungry gullets. Can you believe it's been 100 episodes, people? I sure can. It feels just like yesterday that it was Sunday. Well, in honor of it being the 100th episode, not only do we have a very special segment to wrap up the show, all the subjects today are things I've been covered extensively, and the news gods have praised me, as they often are, as they've often done. English is my second language, so you'll have to bear with me. Our first story, speaking of yesterday, you know, one of the things I said many such cases is that while what we are not prepared for, our bodies are not ready, is that as the 2020 Democratic presidential primaries begin, all the candidates are going to have to deal with an unprecedented situation, which is a sitting president or a sitting leader of the opposition party, whichever, sitting there live tweeting at them in real time, and there's no guidebook for what do you do in such a situation. Now, back in the day, it could have been you just ignore them, but thanks to social media, when these things go viral, you're not going to know what to do. Elizabeth Warren was already asked on the campaign trail if she was a person of color, and she said no. There is no longer this gatekeeper barrier between the ruling class and the masses. There is to some extent, but not with regards to things that people find funny. We saw a very little bit of this in the 90s when President Clinton was asked mischievously on MTV if it was boxers or briefs, and everyone's like, oh my God. You know, the idea that you're going to have some kind of irreverence regarding the president or sitting governor. But that those days are long gone, and now we have President Trump in the White House. And last night, less than 2 hours after referring to the head of Amazon in writing as Jeff Bozo, he tweeted out this. He said, if Elizabeth Warren, often referred to by me as Pocahontas, did this commercial from Bighorn or Wounded Knee instead of her kitchen, with her husband dressed in full Indian garb, it would have been a smash. I was on Twitter as this happened. I just replied, I can't breathe. And I think it was like 700 likes or something like that. The absolute madman deleted it. Everyone was really, really freaked out. And then he retweeted it again as an encore, fixing some commas. And no one knew what to do. It was, how is this happening? And the thing is, you would think after, what, 4 years of this guy, we'd be all like, including the maybe 3.5, including the primaries, we'd be like, all right, I get his shtick. Nope. No one was ready for it. Oh, and then he went further. He immediately tweeted after that, best line in the Elizabeth Warren beer catastrophe is to her husband, thank you for being here. I'm glad you're here. It's their house. He's supposed to be there. It sounded like Seinfeld. That was such a New York thing for him to say. And what I really love about this is Elizabeth Warren's strength, in my view, and I don't think it's really arguable, is she has a very strong knowledge of policy and bills and the intricacies of, like, say, the banking industry and things like that and how regulation affects these things. So if the argument's about that, she's going to have a very strong position to argue from. If they're talking about, hey, you look like a dummy in this video, this is not her forte. This, as he puts it, she's a goofy woman and arguing over, like, should my husband be dressed like an Indian? What are you supposed to do? It was like during, and again, this is the example I've used before. It was like during the 2016 primaries when then candidate Trump was like, well, I got questions about whether Ted Cruz's dad was involved in the JFK assassination. And Ted Cruz, who clerked for the Supreme Court, who was regarded by far as the best debater in the Senate, was like, I don't know what to do. No, my dad did not kill JFK. Is that what you want? But is that what Ted Cruz wants? No. If you're at a point where you have to argue about whether your dad has shot JFK, you're not exactly winning the argument. It's become a sideshow and a distraction and an absolutely hilarious one. And here's another subject that I've been covering very, very extensively. Sweden. Shit went down really, really, really hard. What a bad mix of metaphors. Over the weekend, as you know, it's covered many for a long time. And since September, the Swedish government formation process has been a stalemate. And on Friday, there was breaking news. Bloomberg reported. Now, remember, you had on one side, you had the Swedish Democrats, the Social Democrats and the Greens and the communist left backing them up. Then you had the four-party alliance on the right. And then the balance of power was the nationalist Sweden Democrats. And neither side was blinking. They were on their way toward a new election until someone did blink. So according to Bloomberg, this is Friday, Sweden is nearing an end to a record-long political stalemate after Social Democrat leader and former Prime Minister Stefan Löfven struck a deal across the aisle to remain in power and deny influence to the country's growing nationalist party. The accord comes after 4 months of talks but risks raising the ire of voters who demanded change in an election that handed big gains to the anti-immigration Sweden Democrats and the Social Democrats, which had its worst election result in a century. It's actually ever. Ever since universal suffrage. It also breaks apart the center-right opposition alliance, leaving the conservatives out in the cold. They might like that in Sweden, though, so I don't think that kind of expression works in this article. So I sure hope somebody lost their job for that blunder. With a snap election threatening, the Social Democrats reached an accord with the opposition center party, which are the Jeffersonian party, and the liberals, which are like the Clinton party, and its ally, the Greens. But there are clear hurdles to clear. There are still hurdles to clear, some might say, with party meetings scheduled over the weekend to vote on the deal. I'll catch you up, trust me. And Löfven will also need the backing of the left party. There's also a competing offer for a conservative-led government, right? Okay, you with me. So Friday, okay, looks like they got a deal. The agreement with the Social Democrats is important for Sweden, center party leader Annie Lööf said. Throw up the picture of the eight parties, please, at a press conference of parliament. So these, by the way, just for reference, these are the eight parties as of now in the Swedish parliament and how many seats they each control. Annie Lööf is at the upper right. She's in the distant fourth with 31 seats. She's from the center party. The communists, the Reds, the left party are right behind her at 28 in fifth place. And the Greens, who are currently in government, are last with 16. Okay, so this is important. The agreement with the Social Democrats is important for Sweden, Center Party leader Annie Lööf said at a press conference in Stockholm, calling it the best possible and difficult situation. The agreement meant that the Center Party, number four, and the Liberals, number seven, will give backing to a Social Democrat and Green Party government that will be evaluated annually. That does not sound very stable. And would represent a sharp shift from the tax-raising policies over the past 4 years. The deal includes – they got specific with this deal. It's not like, oh, we're going to work together. No, they were very specific. Cuts to marginal tax rates, eased rules on options, broader subsidies for hiring home help, and a stop to efforts on limiting profits for private welfare providers. It also promises to increase taxes on pollution – obviously a stop to the Greens and the finance industry, and look at shifting pension fund investments out of fossil fuels and study issuing green government bonds. Lööf said that the deal isn't a free pass for Löfven to return to left-wing policies. Keep that up, please. Her opposition colleagues in the larger conservative moderate party, that's number two, 70 seats, and the Christian Democrats, that's number six, were swift in their condemnation. One of the key Christian Democrats on Twitter called the center party both traitors and quislings with a picture of Lööf. Now, who's quisling? This is, you know how they were calling the Sweden Democrats Nazis? Quisling was a Nazi. Vidkun Quisling led a Nazi puppet government when Norway was under German occupation, and he did what the Nazis asked of him, up to and including rounding up Jews for extermination. So for crimes including conspiring with Hitler, the murder of a police officer who was shot for refusing to arrest five girls who would not do forced labor, theft, and embezzlement, Quisling was executed by firing squad in October 1945. So to use that word, that term, to describe a politician there really resonates a lot. It's one thing to call Trump Hitler here. You know, Hitler was never an American figure. Please leave that up. Quisling was the head of neighboring Norway. So here's – but wait. This is where it gets good. This is why the numbers matter. The deal included a clause explicitly excluding the left party from influencing policy. And the left party leader said they want – correctly, he's the communist, but this is what he said. He goes, they want our votes in order to take power but not to give us any say. That is totally unacceptable. So look at that. They're getting – this guy has 28 seats. She has 31. And for somehow she gets to say you don't get any voice. The Social Democrats are the first with 100 seats. They're partnering with the Greens, who have 16, who are in last. And the people who are in fifth are just supposed to sit there on their hands, even though they're communists. They've got the leverage. So he held the door open for a deal and said her comments on Monday, this was today, showed that there was movement in the right direction. Laughlin, the prime minister, said the agreement with the center, liberals, and Greens still left room for cooperation in areas outside the budget and a 73-point policy program. But he said the four-party deal could not be renegotiated. Suck it up, left party. He goes, the alternative is not social democratic politics. It is moderate Christian Democrat government that relies on the Sweden Democrats, he said. Annie Luf said, also emphasized that the current deal can't be renegotiated. Now, here's what happens next. The speaker says he's going to nominate a candidate for prime minister on Wednesday with a vote to be held on Friday. Now, this is some nerve. Now, this is really amazing. It's like, okay, we're cutting a deal that in writing says that you will have no influence on policy, and we're just going to take it as a given that you're going to vote yes. This is absolutely amazing. Now, I could understand if she's being like this way, that the left party is the bad guys, and she could be like, okay, I have clean hands. I don't know. But this is absolute carnage. I don't know where things go from here. They might blink. Who knows? If I were them, there's no upside to saying yes. The left party has increased in the polls since the election. If there's another election, they're going to only get more seats and more leverage. So why if you're a communist, the idea that you're going to black up some agrarian, you know, tax cut lady, to me makes no sense. But we're going to see what happens there. It's I'll keep you guys updated, but this is absolutely – and it's always funny because all the media is like, oh, they've reached an agreement. No. Sweden has negative parliamentarianism, which means they don't have to have a majority to vote yes, but if a majority votes no, they won't have the government, and they don't have the numbers. So all the idea that they're going to announce this deal and not sit down with the left and get their ducks in a row – to me, is arrogant in the extreme. What the fuck do I know? I'm just the subject of ego and hubris. And last but not least, Laura Loomer, a friend of the show. So she, how do I put this nicely? She climbed the fence at Nancy Pelosi's house with some illegal immigrants, or maybe legal immigrants, and set up a protest there. Nick Monroe, who's called into the show before, had a series of tweets. Let's take a look at them. He goes, Laura Loomer found a way to top handcuffing herself to Twitter headquarters. There's the picture of her with a tent. Oh, they are illegal. There's Michelle Malkin, formerly of The Blaze, illegal aliens under a canopy in Nancy Pelosi's yard. There is... that was the live stream at the time. Godspeed, Laura. I don't know why she has a hard hat. Not going to lie. I don't know why she has a hard hat. Then we have her. Laura Loomer actually got illegal immigrants from Guatemala and Mexico and put them on Nancy Pelosi's lawn. This was a few hours ago. There she is, smiling. Loomer is making... She's making the illegal immigrants carry the tent around. Oh, God, Laura. Yeah, Loomer and the illegal immigrants are chanting Nancy, Nancy to go see if she's at the front door. The live stream explains that the tent has pictures of people who died at the hands of illegal immigrants. What's that say?
This Ben guy comes back from the trek up to Pelosi's house.
Yeah. I don't know who Ben is. And just as Loomer confirms that Laura, that Nancy Pelosi locks her doors, thank God, Loomer said that the illegal migrants, they're holding a debriefing about their journey to Pelosi's front door. And that's Sid, who's a fan of the show and a sweetheart, who is wearing a pair of pants of mine. Jesus fucking Christ, guys. You can't condemn what Antifa did to Tucker Carlson. They go trespass on Nancy Pelosi's house. Are you out of your mind? And Nick disagrees. He goes, Antifa doxed Carlson's home address and made threats against his family. Laura Loomer and her pack of illegal migrants are simply responding to Nancy Pelosi's open invitation. Okay. Yeah. So, and the difference is... nobody appears to be home, and it is the middle. Can you go back? It's the middle of the day, whereas Antifa went to Tucker Carlson's house in the middle of the night. So trespassing is the law at night. During the day, it's not trespassing. When people can see you setting up a tent, literally on their lawn, it's not trespassing, unless they're home. In which case it is. That checks out. So, and on behalf of Nancy Pelosi, the police are asking Laura to leave. So that is what happened today. And she was trending on Twitter, as she often does. I will keep you guys updated with this story. I'm sure Nancy Pelosi is not going to be pressing charges. So it's time for... a segment you all know and love. It's going to take a little twist. It's called God's Mistakes. Now, take a look at that nun. I always fuck up the intro. It doesn't matter. Oh, there's the Swedish flag for no reason. Take a look at this nun. We'll fix it in post. Take a look at this serial killer dressed as a nun. What are God's mistakes? He doesn't know. All he knows how to do is crush cereal. Where is he going with this? Well, tonight for God's Mistakes, we're not going to talk about the blanket octopus, which floats through the sea kind of like Superman with its webbing between its tentacles looking like a cape. And the male, being a much smaller version of the female, something I think like 2 inches, where she's like 2 feet. It's extreme case of sexual dimorphism. They couldn't find the males for a long time. We're not going to talk about the blanket octopus. We're not going to talk about the zebra sole. Some of you are familiar with flatfish, like flounder or halibut, where the eyes are on one side, whether right or left. But the zebra sole's mouth is basically on its cheek. I've had a couple of these as pets, and they are actually become tame pretty easily. We're not talking about the zebra sole. And we're also not talking about the vampire crab, which has been kept in cultivation as pets for a long time. And scientists did not know where the heck these things were coming from. So they were known to the hobby before they were known to science. Instead, there's a little segment we have that I like to call Nightshine. Now, one of the great blessings in life is having a friend like E-Rock, and E-Rock has a great Instagram called The Consumer, where they give him free, all these companies give him free new foods to try, which is something I obviously enjoy. So Eric has been so kind as to donate some of the new cereals that they're having. So we have the Sour Patch cereal, and then, which is invisible. And then we have Cinnamon Toast Churros, which is for the anti-wall market. And then we have Hostess Donettes, the cereal invented by Homer Simpson, where it's powdered donuts made into cereal. The number one ingredient is dextrose. Not wheat, not corn, it's dextrose. And instead of all those animals, we have some dried crabs. Right? Where are the crabs? We have some tentacles. And we have some flatfish to enjoy. And basically, this segment is going to degenerate into night rage. Because I also have milk and three bowls and three spoons. And we're going to see what happens on this 100th episode when you mix seafood, cereal, and milk. And there's three of us, me, Peter, and Drew. And now we're going to see who gets what with what, and we're going to give it a little spin. All right, so... there's a porn star's hair on my co-host. I'm going to write numbers from 1 to 3 for each of the cereals and then for each of the seafood. And Drew, you're going to pick whichever one you want. Let me do it 1 second. So, Drew, pick a number between 1 and 3 for the seafood.
I'm going to say 3 all the way.
So 3 are the baby flounders. And for the cereal...
I'm going to go 3 again.
That's the churro. So churros and flounders. And Peter, do you want 1 or 2 for the seafood?
I'll take a 1.
Tentacles.
Oh, fuck.
And I'll show you where I wrote tentacle. And do you want Sour Patch Kids or do you want donuts? Do you want 1 or 2?
2.
2 are the donuts. Okay. Tentacles and donuts. Why don't you guys come over here?
All right.
And that means I've got crabs and Sour Patch Kids. Which, actually, I've had those crabs before. The thing is with these crabs, the last time I had them, years ago, they were covered in sesame seeds. And these look like they're covered in confetti. Like little sprinkles, excuse me. So, I don't know what's going on there. So, let me pass this to you.
Ooh.
And pass this to you, too.
This is mine.
And we got... Oh, this bowl's...
Well, you got the donuts.
I got... This bowl's a little dirty, but tentacles. I'll have that one.
Oh, jeez.
Here's a spoon for you. These are the big spoons. All right. And then we got one for you.
Piece your spoon, because that's gross.
Here you go.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And now, I should be the one doing this so you guys don't fuck it up.
Do you pour the milk first? Are you that kind of guy?
No, I think you got to pour this stuff first.
All right, so this stuff first.
Let me get Peter's. Pass them over. Pass it all over. Here, let me do this. And the cereal and the bowl. So I got the milk.
Make sure there's a proper ratio.
Yeah, yeah. So we have these tentacles are on skewers.
Ugh.
Oh, God, they're nice and pink. You could really see the skin.
It looks a lot grosser not in the package.
This looks a lot grosser not in the package. And I had octopus for lunch. They gave it to me for my sashimi thing. This looks really bad.
I'm already getting woozy.
This is. Have you ever had octopus tentacles?
No.
I think this is octopus. Maybe it's cuttlefish.
Cuttlefish.
I'm dry heaving
already. It's pickled.
Vanilla paste.
It's pickled. It smells terrible.
Oh, damn it, number one.
Yeah. All right. Ooh, this is so bad. Smell that. It smells like vinegar. They must be preserved somehow.
Yeah, I mean, how could they just sit on a shelf or something?
Such tentacles, which do not last.
I don't know if I want even.
Oh, my God. This is octopus. You can see the mantle.
Oh, yeah. That looks...
Well, this is what you're going to put in there.
I'm just going to get 2.
It's going to be all tentacle. I like a little more donuts with my tentacles.
Okay, we're going to... And then we have...
Donuts, cut it. Yeah, you know, we want some
pure tentacles, too. Okay, and then we have a little bit of the donuts. They look like lifesavers.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Cheerios.
Oh, God. These smell really sweet, not in a good way. It's like that nauseating vanilla smell. Those don't taste like powdered donuts. Those taste like Kit Kat.
Oh,
you know that fake vanilla? Like Kit Kat has that note, which is really bad.
I don't want to eat
this. This is really bad.
I'd actually rather have the octopus.
I would actually have the octopus. Well, you're going to get both, so that's some for Peter.
Oh, God. Look at that. Ooh.
All right.
You got the crabs, which looks
the crab's
like
the best.
The easiest one,
It's the easiest one. Yeah. That's going to be easy. That's going to taste good. Fish, dried fish is really good. Mm-hmm. And then we put some milk in here. Oh, my God. Oh, God. It's so bad.
I know I'm going to throw up.
It's so bad.
We should get a...
I'm going to get a picture of this for my Insta. Oh, my God. It's so bad.
A yak.
Oh, my God. You could just throw up in the bowl.
I might.
If you swallow it, then it doesn't count as a throw up. That's...
Wait, I got to take the picture with where you could see the tentacles. Oh, that's much better.
I don't want to even, like, chew them. I just wish I could... They were, like, little minced up tentacles.
There's no way you can. That's the problem with the tentacles. Here you go.
Right.
And now, Drew.
Oh.
Where's the bowl? Bowl. Yeah. And the churros.
Is it churros? I'll start opening this up. I'm not going to lie, I was kind of hoping for the churros.
These smell really good. Smell it. It smells, it's just like fish jerky.
Yeah, like seaweed jerky.
Peter's literally about to cry.
Did you eat it already?
No, I'm just tearing up. I know I'm going to yak. I guarantee it.
You know, it's the donuts are by far the worst of these cereals.
Just the texture of the tentacles.
All right, so let's put some of your fish eggs in.
It literally smells like cinnamon.
Oh, yours smells delicious.
It does.
All right, we got those.
I'll try some of yours, too. Don't worry. If you need be.
I'll be... and some churros.
Churros. The churros.
Oh, these smell great.
I know.
These are great.
I mean, it can't be that far off from actual Cinnamon Toast Crunch besides
I think it's literally the same thing, is my understanding. And they got the milk. And then crabs and Sour Patch Kids for me. I got to put the fish on top. All right.
I'll start opening your crabs.
All right, and now for me, here you go. Drew, enjoy. Bon appetit.
Oh, that does look pretty gross.
All right, we got my crabs.
Come on.
I mean, yours has tentacles, so you really can't...
Pickled tentacles.
Pickled tentacles.
Please, sir, can I have some more crabs? That's a lot of crabs.
I don't know why I thought we were going to eat, like... One of each, then the other of each, and then mix them. But this is definitely worse. Yeah.
I think this is the limit. This is going to be the limit. And these Sour Patch Kids cereal are not good. I had them over the weekend on my live stream. Although the box is filled almost to the top, which is a miracle.
Nice.
They just taste like that lemon Fruit Loops.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. You could try one. Just try one.
Oh. That's actually got that nauseating sugar.
It's not good.
That's weird.
It's still amazing that they made this at all.
Lemon Fruit Loops is a very accurate description of what it tastes like.
All right.
It's tangy.
Just so everybody knows.
All right. Now I'm going to... Oh, the milk. I almost forgot my milk with my Sour Patch Kids and crabs.
If you're like me, you take your crabs everywhere.
Oh, my God. All right. So this is going to be really crunchy.
Are we doing it all at the same time?
We got to finish the whole bowl. You have the smallest amount.
We have to finish the bowl?
No way.
I don't have that. You don't have that much.
All right.
That's not that much. You have barely anything. You have by far the least. Look.
Is it also a race to finish your bowl?
Yeah, but it's the grossest.
Yeah, but you also only have... You only like... Come on. I have like 10 crabs in here. Let's eat this up.
What if you're lactose intolerant?
Oh, God. Not good.
All right. I can't. I got to get a tentacle in there.
Oh, my God. This is bad. I want to hear what the tentacles are like. Is it bad?
Yeah. All right. Well, Drew, you're eating, so how's that? Was that okay?
Well, at first I was going to say I didn't really taste it, but then I tasted it, and then I didn't say that because it's a lot.
This is just crab shells.
Here we go. Are we
ready?
All
right, let's see it.
Oh, God.
His is fine.
No, I'm tasting mainly the cereal, but... Oh. Oh, the tentacles are in there. It's so gross. It's like if mayonnaise was a solid. Or...
Oh. Oh, it's back up.
Oh, man, I got it all over the microphone. Oh, jeez. Oh, I can't do it.
You want some crabs to wash it down?
Actually, I will take a crab.
Try a crab, and then try a piece of fish. Make it up for it. Here, you have to eat one crab and one fish.
To not finish the bowl?
Yeah.
All right, here's a crab. Oh. It's just... It has no taste. Well, no, it does have a taste. It tastes like,
crab shells.
Yeah.
It's very mild.
This is definitely not... I'm not meant to be eaten with cereal.
This is really bad. And my cereal's changing all these weird colors. I don't think these colors exist. Oh, because the crabs are dyed.
Oh.
It's not from the Sour Patch because the crabs are dyed red.
Oh. The crab aftertaste is awful. It tastes like the ocean.
What about the fish?
Oh, all right. Having trouble swallowing.
If anybody was thinking about patenting a fish cereal, don't.
Here's the fish. Oh. Oh, God. This is pretty bad, too.
Drew, what does yours taste like? You can't finish it? That's fine.
I mean, I could.
What's yours taste like?
But it tastes like fish and cereal. It's gross.
Oh.
At first, the churros, like, blocked it out. But then it comes back.
You're crying.
I'm crying a little bit. That's just because I was laughing when you threw up in your bowl.
I mean,
so disgusting.
But yes, it tastes like fish and it's gross.
All right. Well, I think we've all learned a valuable lesson today.
That not to listen to these ideas anymore.
Yeah, like
number one, it's always going to be tentacles.
So for our 200th episode, it's going to be, which of these dogs do you want to bite you in the nuts?
Snake, lizard.
Yeah, snake, lizard, or a fucking snapping turtle.
How is yours? What is it?
It's really bad.
The crab, does it taste like,
It tastes like ground crab shell. You've eaten crab where you have a bit of the shell in your mouth. That's
yeah,
what it tastes like.
Yeah, the worst part.
Yeah. You look like you're in pain.
I mean, like, the flavors, like, kind of come and go, you know?
Yeah,
like, it'll be fine for a second, and then, like, then the fish comes in full swing.
Yeah, same thing with the crabs. The crabs are fine until the end.
You can see the spines really well.
Yeah. I want to try the octopus by itself.
Oh, this fish is horrible.
Yeah, the fish is bad.
Oh, I thought it was going to be good. It's not.
Yeah.
Okay, try some.
If anything, the cereal is helping, you know.
All right, we each have to eat one of the... Oh, God, here, have this.
So there's got to be something good about it.
All right. Dry heaving just...
It's all wiggly.
I'm going to take a picture of this.
You can eat it all in one shot. All
right, so...
Bite, bite, bite.
Just wait till you taste it.
It looks pretty. You guys got to do the whole thing in one bite.
This reminds me of this porn I saw one time.
Tastes fine. Tastes good.
Something's wrong with both of you because
it's like vinegar.
The malort it's vinegared meat. You either.
I mean, I don't want to be eating
it's
it.
It's the best of the three.
No.
It's got some good taste and some bad taste.
I just taste vinegar and meat.
Yeah, but the meat part of it is kind of
just bland.
I like it better than I like this fish.
Yeah, I like you like the crabs better than this?
I didn't eat the crabs yet.
Oh, you go, okay.
Yeah, take a crab.
I gotta finish
I really
my...
want to be eating this. Well,
yeah.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
Oh, jeez.
That was like one little thing. It's like a cracker. Oh, I see. It's like the body of a crab. I thought it was like a little claws, but it's just tiny
little
crab.
No, they all bark. You can get claws in there. Claws.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
I'll have a claw.
But this is like a whole body. That's like
the whole crab. You would see the eyes.
Easily the best for the cereal. Well, no. Never mind.
Yeah, you get that saltwater taste.
I don't like that at all.
I told you the squid's the best.
I feel like the crabs are the best.
I don't know. There's a lot of flavors flowing in and out.
This show turned into East Side Dave so gradually we didn't even notice. This is going to be a preview of the Arduous March when everyone's ready to throw up. Drew, you look in pain. You're telling me that the squid's not the best?
I'm saying that maybe the squid's the best.
The squid's easily the best.
Try one of these by itself.
Yeah.
Just to see what that's all about.
I really didn't like the crab, though. That was not cool. Well, I don't know.
I'm gonna try churro.
It all kind of sucks. What are these crazy Asians doing out there?
I know, like...
genocide.
You ever go to, like, an Asian supermarket and they have, like, just tubs of, like, stuff that you don't know what it is? They have, like, secret shit. It's like
this is just Cinnamon Toast Crunch shaped differently.
Yeah.
Let me try the donut, please. Thank you.
Yeah. This is like eating sardine chips.
No, it's not. Sardines I like.
You like sardines? It's like shitty sardine chips.
These are so...
Yeah, they're like candy.
It's worse than candy.
I actually don't want to eat that at all.
This is horrific.
Yeah.
I can't believe... There's nothing doughy about it. It's just like the powder made into a ring. Oh, well, that's by far the worst thing I've had. I honestly think these donuts, because they're so sweet, and I have a sweet tooth, are the worst of the six things.
No way. The tentacles are by far the worst.
No, they're not. I'll have another one. All right, so...
Let me go.
Let's go.
The thing I need to do.
Yeah, yeah. We've gone way long, but that's...
Thanks, everybody.
I'm going to enjoy my tentacles.
Oops. My bad.
Thank you all for joining us for 100 episodes. Hope this was an interesting mashup of my favorite segments. It was hard to think of what to do. But I will see you all tomorrow. And until then, sweet heaves.